please find my grandmama. Please don't stop till you find her. They said, you stay here. We're going to call the search team. They started looking. Sun started going down. Thank God, all right. It got late in the evening when there was a knock on the door. She opened the door. The head man of the search team, he said, I got some good news and I got some bad news. He said, come with me quickly. She said, what's the good news? Said, your grandmama's still alive. Said, well, what's the bad news? Said, she's in a tire and she's floating down a river. We got to get to the bridge. We've got some men that we've lowered down. The current is going to bring your grandmama right under the bridge. They're going to swoop her up. Let's get to the bridge. You could see the helicopter shining the line on the grandmama as she was floating down that river. They made it to the bridge. They could see her in a distance. But one of the men that had been lowered down said she's still too low. We need her to put up her hand. She's too low. If she'll put her hand up, we ain't got no problem getting her. Said, ma'am, how do we get your grandmama to put up her hand? Said, I don't know. She has Alzheimer's. Grandmama! Put your hand up. Grandmama just kept floating down that river. Said, we need her hands up now. She's getting closer. She said, I don't know how to get her to put her hand up. Grandmama, put your hand up. Grandmama just kept floating. Said, we need her hand up. We need them up right now. The granddaughter said, I don't know. She said, wait a minute. I know how to get it. I put her hands up. Pressure.
Oh, he's a wonder in my soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. I'm thirsty. This is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1, K-255-BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9, K-223-BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
In on the promises of God, but we try to violate the principle. If you don't apply the principle, you will not experience the promise. Preach, Reverend Ray. And the principle is in verse 15. Watch this. If you love me, keep my commandment. Talk to me, somebody. Now, if you abide by 15, 16 is a sure win. If is a conjunction, but it's a conditioning conjunction, which means it's based upon how you respond. Matter of fact, if you're still in John 14, if you back up to verse 14, he said, if you ask anything in my name, he said, I'll do it. Are y'all here? He says, all just if you just acts in my name. I like it because when God answers prayer, he approaches it different from anything else. Because sometimes when God gets ready to bless us, he sends other folk to do it for us. When he got ready to bless Israel, he sent Abraham. When he got ready to lead Israel, he sent Moses. When he got ready to march Israel, he sent Joshua. When he wanted a fighter for Israel, he sent Samson. When he wanted wisdom for Israel, he sent Solomon. When he wanted a singer, he sent David. When he wanted patience, he sent Job. When he wanted vision, he sent Isaiah. When he wanted a weeper, he sent Jeremiah. When he wanted a prayer, he sent John. Talk to somebody. But when he get ready to answer our prayer, he don't send nobody. He show up himself. That will I do. Therefore is a conjunction. Whenever you see therefore, if you back up a little, it'll tell you what it's there for. y'all don't hear me. I got to rush to the text. That is a conjunction in verse 4. It says, yea, though. Here's what the psalmist is saying. He said, listen, the Lord can be your shepherd. You can be grazing in green pastures. You can be positioned by still water. So you can be so good until your soul has already been restored. So you can actually be in the path of righteousness and still have to encounter a valley. Too many times we think we are excluded from valleys. But can I tell you, there's a valley somewhere with your name on it. Yeah, it's there. And whenever the valley show up, you have several choices. You can act like it doesn't exist. You can say, I'm not going to claim it. Talk to me, somebody. But if it's there, you might well go and claim it. If it's there. Just accept the reality of the valley. Because valleys, they are ordered by the Lord. Psalms 37 verse 23 said, the steps of a good man, they're ordered by the Lord. The Lord, he select our valleys. He measure our valleys. But I like it because he also controls our valleys. That's some things you will never learn in life until you get in your valley. Because number one, your valley will show you who your friends are. You got all these little fellas talking about, I'm your friend, I'm your buddy. They hadn't seen you in the valley yet. No, you'll find out who your real friends are when you get, as a matter of fact, you can count all your friends on one hand and have two or three fingers left over. Valleys will help you to know who you are. Because sometimes we don't know ourselves. Always good not to say what I ain't gonna never do. Maybe you ain't been in a valley yet. If you've been in a valley, you'll do a whole lot of stuff you said you would never do. Matter of fact, person don't want you to know it. The reason they in here tonight, because they've been in a valley. Valleys will send you to church. Valleys will have you on your knees. Valleys will have you reading Bible at 2 in the morning. Do I have a witness? Valleys help you find out who God is. Because sometimes we act like we know him. You don't really know him until you've been through some stuff. And people respond different based upon where they are. You can get this podium and put 3 pots of hot water here. Put 3 different items in the water and get 3 different results. Get 1 pot of hot water, put an egg in it. Hot water will make it hard. Get another pot of hot water and put vegetables in it. Hot water will make it soft. Get another pot of hot water and put coffee in it. It will flavor the house. Get some people and put them in hot water, they get hard. They become hateful. Low down, connivers. Put some folk in hot water, they get soft. They crawl up in a corner somewhere and start singing the blues. But you can put some folk in hot water, they'll flavor the house. They will say, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Do I have a witness? God selects certain people he can trust with trouble. He can't trust everybody with trouble. Some of it, if you go through what your friend has gone through, talk to me, somebody. You take a gun and blow your brains out. But there are others can say, though you slay me, yet will I trust in you. Do I have a witness? Accept the reality of the valley. Secondly, I need to announce my response. Since I'm in there, what am I going to do? Text said, that's 3 things you need to do. Number one, he said, I'm going to walk. Now, some people would prefer run. Let me run through it and get over it as soon as I can. Law said, no, no. When you run, you make too many mistakes. When you run, you fall fast. He said, but walk. Because when you walk, you can see more. And anytime God puts you in a valley, he wants you to see something. Somebody ought to talk to him in his house. He wants you to see, and sometimes it takes some of us a long time to see it. Some people can see it as soon as you get in there. Others, it take years to be able to see it. He said, I'm going. In other words, by walking, I'm not standing still. But walking it means I'm moving forward. Maybe slow, but I'm moving. But walking also means I'm going somewhere. Y'all don't like me tonight. But walking also means I'm leaving some folk behind me. See, everybody that started with you, it was not designed for them to stay. You trying to carry somebody with you that's trying to carry you down. Don't let nobody park on your mind and they not paying you any rent. You got to write them an eviction notice. Say you can't park here. I'm going. I'm a walk. Do I have a witness? In other words, I'm going to keep on serving him. Things don't look good for me, but I'm going to keep serving. The scandalized my name, but I'm going to keep serving him. Doctor said don't look good, but I'm going to keep serving. Talk to me, somebody. Don't feel good this morning, but I'm keep on serving. Do I have a witness here? Romans 8:37 said we're more than conquerors. Hooper nakao, the Greek word for conqueror, is a compound word. Hooper means under. It means, under. Nakao means to conquer. It come from the idea of people in the Olympic race, they would scale the mountains. Some would fall by the wayside. Some would get almost to the top and quit. But if you made it to the top, they would raise your hand and say, you are a conqueror. They go back down. Next time they put a load on them. Go back up that mountain. Some would fall under the pressure of the load. Some would get almost there and quit. So I give up. But if you made it to the top with a load on, they'd raise your hand and say, you're more than a conqueror. Some people do all right if they ain't got no load. But can you make it with a load on you? Have I got any help in this house? Number one, I'm going to walk. Secondly, I'm not going to fear. Fear messes you up. Fear cancels visions. Fear make you turn in your resume. Fear give you ulcer in the stomach. Fear put tears in your eyes. Fear will fix it where you don't hear what you need to hear. Fear will have your knees knocking. Talk to me, somebody. Fear and faith don't rest in the same heart. If fear is there, faith ain't there. If faith is there, fear is not there. Talk to me, somebody. We walk not by sight, but by faith. You see, sight will have you filling out an application, applying for a job. But faith will have you cashing your first check. Sight will have you applying for a student loan. But faith will have you walking the stage getting your degrees. Sight will have you applying for a home loan, but faith will have you moving in the house. Sight will have you going up for surgery, but faith will have you back home healed. Have I got any help in this house? And there's 365 fear nots in the Bible. And I don't know if you know it or not, but that's 365 days in the year. So there's a fear not for every day of the week. So I ain't got to save today's fear not till tomorrow. I can use my day's fear not. And when tomorrow come, I got to fear none for tomorrow. A witness number one, I'm gonna walk. Number two, I'm not going to fear. Number three, I'm going through. I didn't make it up, it's right in the text. Now some folk when they tell you, pray for me, I'm going through, but that's good. That means I ain't gonna stay where I am now. Because remember, yea, though I walk through, talk to me somebody, it's a preposition. A. Lewis Patterson said preposition is a prepossession, which means where I'm now is not where I'm going to end up. See, folks try to tell you that that's a period in your life. It ain't no period, it's a comma. Talk to me somebody. And comma mean I'm pausing, not parking. Y'all don't like me. Jude 24 said, now, well, normally, now is an adverb, but in Jude 24 it's a conjunction. Now, unto, which is a preposition, prepossession. And then him, which is a pronoun, but it's an objective pronoun. Next word is that, which is a pronoun, but it's a subjective pronoun. In the English language, it's rare that you have objective and subjects together. It's either or, never both in. And so I had some problem with it, so I decided to look at it from the Greek text and to read like this. All that stuff ain't in there. It just said, him able. Look at somebody, tell them, him able. I don't care what you're going through. Him. I got to leave y'all. I've held you long enough. Number one, accept the reality of the valley. Then announce my response in the valley. But finally, I must acknowledge my resources. Because I'm not in there by myself. I've got some resources. It said, for thou. Anytime you find text with tension in the text, you can back up or go forward. The Bible will explain itself. Let's go up to verse 5. Thou preparest a table. There he is there. Let's back up to verse 3. He restoring my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Let's back up to verse 2. He make me lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside still water. Let's back up to 1. The Lord. There he is, the Lord. You know him, don't you? That came from nowhere, stood on the platform of nothing, reach back to nowhere and caught something while standing on nothing. The Lord that painted the sky blue without using a stepladder. The Lord took an Eterne brush and painted a rainbow in the sky. Took the rainbow, weaved it over the shoulders of a dying stone. The Lord that gave the hyena his laugh, gave the dog his bark, gave the worm its wiggle, gave the bee its buzz. The Lord that tied a bow tie around the turkey's neck. The Lord that taught the kangaroo how to hop. The Lord that whispered in the ear of the wild geese, tell them when to leave the North Pole and give them landing rights down south. He said, thou art with me. Have I got a witness here? Now you know the Lord changes his position whenever you get in trouble. As long as things are going well, he's leading us. In verse 2, he lead me beside still water. In verse 3, he lead me in the path of righteousness. When I get it really together, he get behind me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. But when I get in my valley, he's not ahead of me, nor is he behind me, but he's right with me. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Can I tell you what that mean? That mean in my valley, I got the Lord's presence. Shout present one time. If you got his presence, who can mess with you? If you're in the presence of the Lord, if you have his presence, what demon can override you? What sickness can take you out? What crook can destroy you? Just his presence alone is enough. But if I got his presence, I got his protection. He got all power. Don't have a witness here. He got all. I gotta quit, y'all. Got all power in his hand. Not only his presence, not only his protection, I got his power. And then I have his promise. Listen to what he said. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Come hell or high water, the God I said, won't he walk with you? Won't he hold your hand? Won't he guide your feet? Do I have a witness here? I'm out of here. I've held you long enough. You know, in the English language, that's three person. First person, second person, third person. First person is the one that's talking. Second person is the one he's talking to. Third person is the one he's talking about. In verse 2, he's in the third person. He make me lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside still water. In verse 3, he's in the third person. He restore my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. But in verse 4, he's in the second person. For thou art with me. Here it is, and I'm out of here. As long as you're on the hill, you're talking about the Lord. As long as you in green pastures, pastors you're talking about him. As long as you're on the right path, you're talking about him. But when you get in your valley, instead of talking about him, you start talking to him. Just shake one hand.